It's unprecedented because Iran has never done anything like this before, attacking Israel directly, using weapons launched from its own territory. Normally, Iran stands behind its proxies, Hezbollah and the like, but because of the Israeli assassination of top Iranian military figures in Iran's consulate in Syria, that's the reason Iran is using for this attack, and that is what makes it unprecedented.
And so here's something. Israel is hailing success after saying they intercepted most of the drones and missiles, and Iran is also celebrating. So why are both of these things true at the same time?
Well, for Israel, it's obviously because, as you said, they shot down, with the help of their allies like the U.S. and Britain, drones and missiles, 300 of them that Iran had launched at them. This was a dramatic repudiation of Iran's efforts to get revenge. Israel has established itself as a regional military power by doing this. They've reestablished that dominance in the region. They've been that power for many, many years. A lot of people doubted it after the October 7th invasion by Hamas of Israel, but they reestablished that. For Iran, well, for them to just summon the guts to do this, to attack a country that's known for its overwhelming military prowess, knowing that they will likely pay dearly for this in the future, I guess they feel like that's a reason for them to celebrate.
And so what might Israel do in retaliation? Because we're also hearing that Iran is stepping up their rhetoric, basically saying, if you retaliate, then, you know, things are not going to be good for you.
Well, I don't know what Israel might do, and I don't really want to speculate on that. But another question is, what can Israel do? What can they do? Well, they've got four key tools. The Arrow, which is a system developed with the U.S. that can intercept long-range missiles. There's David's Sling, also developed with the U.S., and it's meant to intercept medium-range missiles. They've got the Patriot, American-made missile system, and that's an older system from the Gulf War in 1991. The Iron Dome, this has helped them, with the U.S. backing, specialize in shooting down short-range rockets. And then, Liz, there's the Iron Beam. Israel is developing a new laser-based system that they say will be a game-changer down the road. That's what they can do. In addition to that, they've also got overwhelming capabilities from the sky. They've got spies on the ground, and they've got a lot of capabilities in between.